Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Welcome back to another Service Management Leadership Podcast. My name is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. If you have not listened before, we thank you. If you're a regular listener, thank you. Whether it's in our personal or professional lives, improvement and optimization are never ending. We never look around and say, I think we're good. We're always striving to be better, right? And in our professional world, as we think about our efforts and our initiatives, those improvements and optimizations are never ending. Regardless of how we are doing, we have to acknowledge that our business needs change. These last 3.5 years or so have taught us that, right? That no matter how good we think we are and have it, things change that are way outside of our control. Plus, our technology capabilities change. So our variables are changing all the time. If you are standing still, you are losing ground. The pursuit of improvement, the pursuit of optimization should be continuous. And you know, ITIL4 has those thoughts all through, whether it's improvement or the guiding principle with optimization. And I applaud the ITIL4 authors for that. But the pursuit of improvement and optimization should be continuous as we think about things. Good enough may be good enough for today, but it won't be for tomorrow. Improvement is optional, but it's required for success. We've met a lot of people in our personal lives who have decided, I don't think I need to improve anymore, and their success has depended on it. So we must choose to improve. So I have 3 steps from the ITIL4 guiding principles. Focus on value. If you are optimizing, if you are improving, you should be improving and optimizing in the direction of value. That's your target. That's your focus. Start where you are. We talk about this often. If you think about those that either want to throw, and this may be a U.S. term, baby out with the bathwater and start over every time, that's hard to do. Or they think of themselves more mature than they really are. So their optimization or improvements, they're not starting in the right spot. So they're not going in the right direction. Lastly, progress iteratively with feedback. So if we're looking to improve, if we're looking to optimize, we focus on value. What's important? That's our target. We want to figure out where we're starting from. And that's where we are today. And then take small steps with feedback from stakeholders in that direction. Lastly, you want to measure and report progress. I use this analogy often. But the reason we want to progress iteratively is because if you travel 1 mile and you are off by 1 degree. You remember how small 1 degree is? You will miss your target by 92 feet. Now, if you are taking a long journey or have a long project and you're off by 10 degrees, which still isn't very much, right? Out of the 360, 10 degrees is pretty small. But if you're going a long distance and you're off by 10 degrees, you will miss your target by so much you won't even recognize where you are. So we need measures to help us understand that, and we need to always report progress and celebrate wins. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for listening. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. I hope you have an awesome rest of your Monday.